If you're really in the business of staying healthy, probably you should avoid donuts. But if you did, what a pleasure you'd miss. Marcos McPeak Villatoro, a Los Angeles-based writer with roots in El Salvador and Tennessee, is a regular guest on Day to Day. The humble donut, he says, is a proud symbol of the new multicultural America.
I knew the mixture of Latino and Southern was complete the day they opened up the Krispy Kreme donut shop in my Salvadoran barrio in Los Angeles. This new shop glows, even during the day. A line of cars coils twice around the building. Most belong to Latinos from nearby streets, entire families packed into one car, waiting to buy a flat box of a dozen, perhaps two, for the rumor has already spread through Raita-dipped Southern California. These donuts are so light you eat two or three and you don't even feel them. There, right there, behind the 74 LTD lowrider blasting Los Tigres del Norte, driven by the guy with the Ray-Bans and the multicolored Virgen de Guadalupe tattooed over his trunk of a bicep, right behind him is parked a Volvo. The middle-aged white couple in the Volvo stare about at this unfamiliar territory of the valley, perhaps wondering if it was such a good idea to leave their home in Encino for this venture. For God's sake, Martha, we could have bought the damn donuts at Vaughn's. Krispy Kreme is from Tennessee. I grew up with these donuts. They were a common part of Southern life, like humidity and tobacco. But L.A. has a way of making such things exotic. It's usually pretty calm in my neighborhood. But the moment Marina, the manager, turns on the Hot Donuts Now neon sign outside, a certain glucose-hungry hell breaks throughout the barrio. A stampede builds as word drifts throughout the San Fernando Valley. You hear the whisper throughout, light, they're so light. Qué liviano, qué sabroso este donut. They must be light, for this is Southern California, the land of fresh broccoli on every cocktail plate and the birthplace of every aerobic activity from yoga to Taibo. And these donuts were birthed 70 years ago in a faraway society called the American South, a post-Reconstruction exotica sweetbread born somewhere between Pulaski and Nashville. Marina, the manager, is bilingual and can handle the majority of the population that comes through. She sees my guayabera shirt and automatically says, Hola, señor, ¿qué pudiera servirle? Marina was not a part of the Krispy Kreme of my Tennessee childhood, but now she fits just fine. I order one donut from her, a cup of coffee for here. Solamente uno, she says, tempting me with a second, reminding me how light they are. No, I say, ya basta con uno. Eating one donut, its recipe born in the South, its dough now raised in my Latino neighborhood, is enough to make me feel right at home.
Writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro. By the way, Krispy Kreme reported quarterly profits today, and they are up 47% from a year ago. Day to Day is produced by Steve Proffitt and edited by John Buckley, with Martha Little and Slate's Andy Bowers. The production staff includes Chip Grabo, Christopher Johnson, Shireen Meraji, Robert Sachs, Luke Burbank, and Alicia Montgomery. Leo Dell'Aguila is our technical director. Our engineer is Sean Campbell. Day to Day is directed by Catherine Fox. Greg Smith composed our theme. The executive producer of Day to Day is J.J. Sutherland. Barbara Rehm is the managing editor of NPR News. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, from the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting efforts to find and fight the causes of homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org, from Wellington Management, providing investment management for clients worldwide, and from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation with a mandate from Andrew Carnegie.